Sometime in the next few months, the U.S. is expected to lose its key partner in the war in Iraq, the British. After more than 4 years trying to control the southern part of the country, the British military is planning to withdraw, with their mission unaccomplished. About 5,500 U.K. troops are currently stationed in southeastern Iraq, just over half the number there initially. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports now, a full withdrawal would have big consequences for Basra and the U.S. effort in Iraq.
Just under a year ago, the British launched Operation Sinbad. It was a last-ditch effort to bring Shia militias under control, create a more robust local Iraqi security force, and revive reconstruction efforts in southeastern Iraq. The operation was similar to what the U.S. is currently doing in other parts of Iraq. For a few months, the violence receded, but now the situation is worse than ever, says Mark Schneider, the senior vice president of the International Crisis Group, which issued a dire report on Basra in June. Schneider says at this point, the British are on the defensive.
They've essentially retreated to the base near the airport. They no longer are doing the city patrols. They're essentially under siege. And they've given up ensuring any kind of security within the city.
Schneider says the British compound at the airport has been mortared and rocketed nearly 600 times over the past few months. Outside the compound, there's a fierce and bloody power struggle among rival Shia militias trying to gain control over valuable resources around Basra.
Who's going to control the water system? Who's going to control the electric power plant? Who controls the ports? Who controls the individual oil lines? That's unfortunately what it's deteriorated into.
Schneider says at one point, a drop in violence during Operation Sinbad gave the Iraqis in the south a window of opportunity for political reconciliation, but they didn't capitalize on that, and now it's gone. Retired Army Colonel Doug McGregor has close ties with the British military. He says those officers have long recognized that the British troops can't make a difference if the Iraqis don't want it.
The senior British military leadership, certainly since the fall of 2003, has argued routinely behind closed doors to get out of Iraq, understanding that any prolonged British or American presence in that country would inevitably precipitate hostility with the population.
There is an effort to put the best face on a bad situation. Senior British officers describe the withdrawal as handing over control of the southeast region to Iraqi security forces, which military analysts say are inadequate and often are in alliance with the warring factions in Basra. There are other serious implications to a British pullout. U.S. supply lines from Kuwait to Baghdad run through the southeast region, and neighboring Iran has a relationship with many of the militias. Ken Pollack, a foreign policy expert at the Brookings Institution, says the Iranians are in a battle for influence in the south of Iraq.
The Iranians are putting money on every number on the roulette wheel. They've got more money on some numbers than on others. The Iranians recognize that most Iraqis don't like Iranians. But certainly there are a lot of Iraqi groups who want Iranian support. They want their weapons, they want their money, they want their political influence.
Pollack says the British pullout will create a security vacuum in that area of Iraq, something that will not be lost on senior U.S. military and political officials. But Pollack says General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker are already using all their resources to deal with other parts of Iraq.
So both of them can kind of look out there and say the Southeast is a looming problem. We're going to need to deal with it at some point in time. But they all feel like we've got bigger fish to fry right now. Basra is something a little bit further down the road.
The nagging question is whether, as Basra goes, so goes the rest of Iraq. David Satterfield, the senior advisor on Iraq for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, says that's unlikely.
Basra is Basra, and the circumstances there are unique in terms of the political makeup. It does not reflect the kind of sectarian violence other parts of Iraq have been subject to.
Military analysts say there's a chance British troops could later deploy in much smaller numbers elsewhere in Iraq. But that will not solve the Bush administration's problem of its need to maintain control of its vital supply route and possible evacuation route out of Iraq. And it also leaves vulnerable the vast southern oil fields, which the British were meant to protect. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.